This next slide addresses the current living arrangement section for the adult full and reassessment. Note that the adult full assessment will include the same questions as the adult reassessment for current living arrangement. You'll notice that the questions added to this section are fairly similar as those we reviewed in the child adolescent assessment forms, with the exception of a few questions that have been added here. So we're still asking whether or not the client is at risk for losing their current housing placement, whether or not the client is homeless, and if so, for how long, and if so, when the client became homeless. In addition, there are questions related to how many times this year the client has been homeless, or how many months or days they've experienced homelessness in the past year, or how many times the client has been homeless over their lifetime. We're still asking if the client needs resources with housing placement, and again, note the disclaimer related to provision of resources and assessing for mental health barriers. And also asking if there are others diagnosed with mental illness in the client's current living situation, or anyone with significant current or drug and alcohol use in their current living situation. For this particular case, you will notice that the client is at risk of currently losing their housing placement. They're not homeless, but they are at risk. And according to the client's history, the client has experienced homelessness at least once in their lifetime. According to the narrative, consumer has exhibited verbal and physical aggression towards others, including his neighbors, which has led to being evicted from his previous apartment due to multiple altercations. He currently had a verbal argument with his landlord, which almost turned physical. His landlord now gave him 20 days to vacate his apartment. Client reports needing assistance with housing resources and reports that his anger gets the best of him and seems to become explosive with others very easily. This has impacted his ability to sustain stable housing and has also impacted his ability to request help related to housing. So again, this is an example of a case where the client's mental health has caused an impairment in his living situation, and due to the client's mental health, will need assistance with resources.